Chapter 2. Faith to be held without a respect to persons. Of faith and works. My brethren, ye cannot have the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, and yet have respect to persons. Now if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then in yourselves partial judges, and become evil in your thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall save in one point keep the whole law, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. What profit is it, my brethren, for a man to say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? Yea, a man may say, I will show thee I have faith without works. But I say, Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. For if a brother or sister be naked and destitute, and one of you say, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding he give not those things which are needful to the body, what profit is your faith unto such? Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Therefore wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead and cannot save you. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Thou hast made thyself like unto them, not being justified. Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how works wrought with his faith, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see, then, that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also Rahab the harlot was justified by works, when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead.